ROCpodcasts.com.
Don't touch that dial.
Average white man.
How many advantages could one person have?
I'm a white man. You can't even hurt my feelings.
Average white man.
Whoa.
Average white man.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Average white man.
I'm here. I'm a white woman. I'm Pat Sevens. That's right, cute Gordon. He's adorable.
And the cue is for quite gorgeous.
I'll say hello. Thank you for listening to the Average White Men podcast on ROCpodcast.com, also averagewhitemen.com, at AWMROC, and blah, 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 blah,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir. I said good day. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Excellent. Where would you like to begin today? There will be no news today because I'm a lazy ass, and I'll talk about how there is no time in the day and why it's been an issue for me this week later on in the program. But I believe you had a driving issue, or would you like to start with job stuff?
Let's talk with what happened last week to me on my way to work.
Ooh, good.
Yes.
Good.
Put yourself in the situation now. It is 4:45 a.m.
I'm wearing a dress. Wait, what are we talking about? This is you we're talking about, right?
Always got to turn it around to be about you, don't you?
I'm sorry. I like to wear dresses.
And it was pretty cold, and you're wearing a sundress, which made no sense to me. Plus, it was white, and it's after Labor Day. What are you thinking?
I'm just a scandalous.
Yes,
person.
You are.
Yes, I am, but I'm beautiful.
Oh, gorgeous. So, yeah. So, it's now, there's a stretch. I live out on the east side.
You live in fucking Guam, by the way. Jesus Christ, man.
Oh.
I gotta drive, like, 30 minutes to get out here. It's like, I don't know why you don't have enough time to get out here, because I have to pack a lunch. This is the Victor Trail, for fuck's sake. I got typhoid on the way here. Okay? I got typhoid on the way. I mean, Jimmy broke his leg, okay, and Bonnie died. Bonnie died, Roy, okay? There's a tombstone on the side of friggin' 490 right now. This says Bonnie has died.
Well, you know, you shouldn't have sold all the natives all those blankets that had whatever they had in it.
Smallpox. That's
smallpox.
Beside the point. I didn't know they had smallpox. I thought it was, you know, gonorrhea. But that's beside the point.
It was a bonus.
Yes. Anyway, sorry. What
so,
were you
yeah.
talking about?
I live out east.
Yeah, so you were driving from your place of Guam.
Yes. I was driving from my back 50, my lower 50, to the downtown area of the hashtag ROC.
Good.
In this certain stretch of 490 West, it's pretty dark.
Mm-hmm.
And my van decided it was going to start overheating. I look down, it's on H. I'm like, holy shnikey. So I pull over, and I'm going to wait until it calms down a bit,
mm-hmm.
cools down. And then I'm like, all right, so I'm making a call. I'm calling my replacement for work because I'm not going to be able to make it in.
Yeah.
I know that now I have to drive my van into the village of Fairport to drop it off at my place
mm-hmm.
where the, you know, the guys are going to work on it and whatnot. I already had an appointment.
Yeah.
I knew the van was had problems. I just didn't know it was going to shit the bed right then and there.
Okay.
I'm sitting on the side of the road in the dark. Not very many cars are flying by at 4:45 in the morning. I see this lovely little deer, this sweet, sweet little rat with hooves start crossing the street, crossing the highway, okay?
And I'm like, it was trying to kill itself.
Suicidal deer.
Suicidal deer.
And I'm thinking, oh, this is not going to end well. Now, the phone is ringing. I am calling my replacement
right
to come in and fill in for me at work that morning. Excuse me. And then I see in my rearview mirror, I see the lights of a car coming. I'm like, oh, shit.
We're about to get a splat.
I'm going to see this happen.
Yeah.
I am told. And then I'm thinking, I could tell this guy's hauling ass. And it's not a truck, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is a car that could get totaled by a deer. And it was a good-sized deer. It wasn't huge, but...
Mm-hmm.
And so I see him coming up, and the deer just gets out. He's driving in the center lane. The deer just clears the center lane to get to the median.
Mm-hmm.
Little fucker has a change of mind, starts to turn around like, no, go back, Bambi, go back, save yourself. And so the car is coming. I know that, like, there's no way I can see it happen. There's no way I can tell this guy. Because if I got out there, I'd end up on the median shitting myself.
Either you or the deer,
neck.
Man. Either you or the deer.
I didn't have my knives with me. I could have got a nice couple of steaks out of this deal. Ew. Fresh meat.
Right,
but
steaks.
I saw the kill. I know exactly how it
dies. Oh, it dies?
Oh, the deer? Yeah. So I'm that step two on how not to tell a story. So I'm watching this and I'm like, no, the deer turns around and the guy's flying down and whack, I mean, just freaking clocks the deer.
Did you have like a movie moment with the deer where you looked at it in the eye and it looked back and it's like, no. It's like, boom.
I have kids. Bam. And so it would just caught
the... You scream at the deer, John! It's always a John. Or like something like that.
Luigi!
Luigi!
Yes. It was an Italian deer. It was an Italian deer.
Oh, it's a mafia deer. That's racist, not for nothing.
I'm going to cross the street here. You got something to say about it? You're talking to me.
Benny said cross the street here, so I thought I wouldn't. Oh, I'm dead.
That's pretty much how it happened.
Yeah.
The deer he was in the clear, turns around, decides to go back, plat, splat, hits it, just caught it right in the head.
Right.
Just in the right part. I mean, I heard its neck snap. Yeah, and I heard that guy's little piece of shit like Mazda snap, too. So the deer does about 4 360s, lands in the median, all like, like a Family Guy pose when they fall on Family Guy and they're always like twisted up.
Yeah.
And
poor deer.
And I'm thinking, but here's the thing. I'm leaving a message. I'm recording a message while this happens. I'm like, hey, this is Roy. I'm not going to be able to come in. Oh my God, this deer's going to get hit. Holy shit, that guy just hit the deer. On this coworker's voicemail message. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that, and it's early.
And that's when he found out the deer was actually a replacement.
Yes. And I looked and I saw the deer's phone was ringing. And I thought, no.
And the deer was texting the whole time.
Yeah, that's why. Do not text and graze, ladies and gentlemen. Do not do that. So my van, I feel is, I'm freaking out, but my van, I feel, is cooled down enough, which it wasn't. But so anyway, I'm driving, I get to the exit, and the guy that hit the deer is there at the exit, standing in front of his car with his hands like in his hair, up high, just like, kind of like a Christopher Lloyd in Back to the Future look, like, great Scott,
it's the Libyans.
And he's looking at his car, which is smoking and all smack. And I was surprised that his car was as screwed up as it was, because he just nicked the deer, but he nicked it enough to spin it around and break its neck.
He nicked a 120-pound animal going, 75.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that'll ruin your day.
Oh, wow.
I mean, throw a 10-pound bowling ball at a car going 120 miles an hour. Trust me, it ends badly.
You've done that.
Shut up.
Things Pat does in his childhood in Buffalo on the
driving
overpass on the 90. As they say over there in Tanawanda.
I thought I was pooping off of it, but I dropped a bowling ball.
Same thing.
Yeah.
From what I hear.
So did you ever get a replacement?
And I got fired.
And you got fired. Good.
The replacement showed up, and it was kind of interesting because, well, I'll get back to that part of the story. I have to drive a quarter of a mile at a time, pull over, let my van cool down. Finally get to the place. My wife comes and picks me up. She takes me back home. We decide I'm going to use her car. I'll take her to work. Fine. Yeah, no problem. I'm just laughing going, what a crazy morning. This is all before 6:30.
Right.
And so then I'm driving her to work. We're driving through Henrietta.
And that's when you see the brother of the deer who was killed who wants revenge.
Yes. He was driving the Miata in the behind us. He was a little light on the hooves.
All right.
So we're driving through Henrietta, and I'm like, why? What's that shaking? What is that? Thump, 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 thump. I'm like, are you kidding me?
You have a flat tire.
Her car has a flat tire. But
your life sucks.
This is a positive story.
Oh, good.
This is a positive. So yet, I figured this out that we have a flat. I'm like, I got to pull over. She's like, pull over here to the left, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Pull to the left.
It makes no sense to me. I'm like, there's a Goodyear on the right. I'm going to pull in there. Just a hunch. We've got a bad tire. Maybe this is a good move. So I turn into the Goodyear, and sure enough, it's flat. Go in there, rap with the guy a bit. which was very odd because we're both white. But he says, you know, come in and we'll fill up, you know, give you some air. Because
sure.
I'm thinking, I don't know what the problem is. Turns out, I mean, the tire, it's screwed. It's shot. Yeah. We don't know what happened. He said, turns out it's like the hub or the rim or whatever.
The hub.
The rim.
Can I tell you, you are just so savvy when it comes to automobiles. Dog, they overheated there. I'm not sure what happened. I think the engine exploded. And I think the transmission's missing. And the hub there that holds the tire there was all sprue-y.
I shouldn't have used my cucumbers in the
what do you mean tires
tailpipe.
Are made of racks? The Flintstones, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, Flintstones reference in 2013. Anyway.
So...
Awesome.
So the guy says the tire's screwed up, yeah? And I figure out, all right, well, I guess we're going to have to buy a tire. And I never have any money, but for some reason I do.
So because now that you have money, you have to spend it on something you don't want to spend it on.
Right, on a $200 tire.
Good. $200 tire?
Yes, for a Ford Fusion, it's a very strange size tire, which the guy was happy to tell me that they didn't have.
Good.
We don't carry this tire anymore.
Good.
I'm like, oh, great. And then, as luck has it, they've got one left. Now, I don't know if this guy was pulling... Well, he was a straight shooter, because he ended up giving me a sweet deal on a tire, because he felt bad. Because, like, my wife is crying. She... And then the hose bursts, and the little... The air thing...
You're savvy to this. So, let me get this straight.
The thing with the thing just
twists. You're sitting there, you're like, I don't even know what to do. I'll tell you what I'll do here. Tell you what I'll do for you, Roy. All right, see your wife's upset there. I'll tell you what I'll do here. I don't really carry that tire no more. Forget the fact there's 20 of them right in front of
Teamsters
your face.
Teamsters are taking
it. You don't even know. Teamsters Tire Union, local 112. There we go. So here's what I'm going to do for you, okay? Usually this one tire, $726. Okay? That's not counting, you know, rotating and balancing, okay, and the alignment there. Usually one tire costs at least $7,000. So I'm going to cut you a big deal for $250. Don't worry about what the MSRP of $69.95 says. For $200, I'm going to put one tire on your car, okay? And I'm not going to do nothing to it.
Make the check payable to...
Tony.
Vinny Wimbotz.
That's racist there. I don't appreciate it. My name is Tony Vinny, okay?
Tony Vinny.
Okay, Tony Vinny.
Tony Vinny Spaghetti? Parmigiana?
Why are you talking about my cousin like that? I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate that there. Please tell me you really didn't pay $200 for a fucking tire.
Oh, yeah.
I will donkey punch you.
I don't even know what that is, but I'm sure it hurts.
It's when I put my dick in you. And as you're climaxing, I punch you in the kidneys.
Right.
So that you make a sound of...
Urban Dictionary. All right. Okay, great.
This show brought to you by Urban Dictionary. Not really, but it should be.
This show brought to you by all the vomit that will soon be in... spewing across
so,
my
so you, pay, you paid $200 for a tire, which is retarded, but that's beside the point.
You gave me $40 off the tire.
Well, no shit, you paid $3 billion for it.
Anyway.
It's like one of those car deals. Hey, you pay $100 a month for this brand new car. You only need $7,000 up front. You got that, right? Everybody's got that.
And you get two tickets to a cruise.
Yeah, two tickets to a cruise and Salvatore's Pizza.
Yeah.
Which is very tasty, by the way.
It's very good.
Anyway, sorry. I'm interrupting your story.
No, it's okay. I don't need to tell the damn story anymore.
Oh, he's sad.
So, no. So, yeah, I got the tire. We pulled into Goodyear right as they were opening. They had nothing else to do.
Right.
It was perfect. We got the tire. We got on our way. I got my wife to work on time. She wasn't even late.
Amazing.
Can you believe that?
Good job.
Can you believe that?
No.
My van's going to cost me $550 to get it fixed.
Did the transmission completely fall out?
No.
In fact, you don't have one.
It is Flintstone powered, actually.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
No, I had to get a new fan.
Oh,
new
okay.
cooling fan, whatever.
That's
called.
A pain in the ass to fix, too.
Yeah.
At least I think it is, but then again, you know, what do I know?
Do you work on cars?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Like, I did my own brakes, and I can change my own oil and do the differential fluid in my Subaru.
I change my own oil, like, twice a day.
No.
Isn't that what you're talking about?
No, that is not.
Hand job?
No.
Willy?
No.
No?
Okay. No. No.
Sorry.
I don't think you put a filter on your balls.
Well, not on Fridays.
Well, not on Fridays.
What the hell do you think this is? Congress?
Two observations. There's two things that this story makes me think of. One, why the fuck do minivans always explode on the side of the highway? You ever notice that? Like, it's not a normal car.
Soccer
problem.
Moms are meth heads.
Apparently. Every minivan it's never something you had a sensor go. Like, my Subaru had a sensor go once. It's like, oh, big fucking deal. You know what I mean?
It's not one of those $250 sensors.
No, you just take it out of the fucking car. Nobody knows. it doesn't matter.
You don't need to know how hot it's running or how much gas you have.
With minivans, it's like, yeah, the seat fell through the bottom of the car. How?
You know why? You know why? You know why? You transport children in that car.
Do they urinate all over it?
They urinate over everything. Children constantly urinate. They are constant, flatulent, urinating machines.
I feel like with minivans, you'll take it to the shop with a problem, and they'll say, yeah, your sunroof is leaking. I don't have a sunroof. You do now. Like, yeah. It's that sort of thing with minivans. There's always a problem.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Your deer story reminds me of this story. My old place of employment, there was this parking garage, and I had this Ford Contour,
mm-hmm.
and I parked it on the street. Right?
Okay.
And the parking garage is directly next to it. It's probably seven stories high, to give you some perspective.
Yep.
So I come in to work one morning, and I had broken up with my girlfriend the day before. It was emotional. I was just in a terrible mood. I was having a bad day.
Guys always think they're the ones that broke up, but go ahead.
Shut up. I cried for hours, okay? No, we broke up in an Olive Garden parking lot.
Well, that's where you do it.
After
I mean,
we
sense.
had lunch. And we were crying in my car because even though I'm breaking up with her, I'm crying because that makes fucking sense. God, I'm a pussy.
Well, because you're breaking up with your sex.
Yeah, well, no, I wasn't getting any. That was part of the problem.
Oh, okay. So it was tears of joy then.
No, it was because she was attractive and I didn't think.
That's always the worst.
I didn't think at the time. I was banging out of my range, you see. And I didn't think at the time I could ever bang at that level again. Thankfully, I met my wife, who, once again, way out of my range. This is why I married her.
Yes. I'm holding on to this one. This is the last time.
She puts up with me, and she's attractive. That's a win for me.
I know where you're talking. What you're talking about.
I know.
I'm there, too.
I'm aware of that. I was having a bad day, and I was having a bad morning in general. Like, I spilled coffee on myself. Name it. So I'm going about my day, and I get a phone call. It says, hey, somebody in there own a green Contour? I'm like, yeah, I do. Why? There's a deer that's laying next to it.
What?
This is downtown Rochester in High Falls, mind you. What the fuck are you talking about? So I walk outside, and this is what I see. Lying next between the curb and my car's front wheel, I see this. You ready for this shit? Confused. The deer.
Okay.
They somehow ran into the city because there's a couple of like forest area, like the Genesee Valley there, yeah. If you will, is right
some
through
deer
the city.
Paths.
So they came up through the inner loop into the garage, and it didn't process that the horizon. In the parking garage, there was no land.
It fell out of the garage?
It jumped from the fourth floor of the garage and landed next to my car.
Well, thank God it landed next to your car and not in it.
I know. So it's,
jeez.
So the things, I mean, it's gonna die. It's fucking... I mean, there is no wheelchairs for a wild deer. Okay, this thing's paralyzed. It
can't. But what a market you would have found if
I know, right?
That.
Fucking thing is just... So
this is a deer or a BOCES student?
Maybe both. So
sorry.
I come out there, and I'm like, well, I got to move the car because it's wedged, and mm-hmm. the cops are going to come, and they're going to... do something.
They're gonna investigate. So, shit, you'll have to like explain yourself.
I get into my car in the passenger side, kind of roll down the window because I don't want to run over the fucking thing too, you know what I mean?
Why? Put it out of its misery.
No, but
Jesus.
Knowing me, I'd run over its back legs and not its head. Because I'm thinking of this, because part of me thought, you know, I could just run over its fucking head and be done with it, because it would be good to just, but at the same time, I'm like, no, I don't want to. So I'm trying to pull out, and it's looking right at me, because I'm looking out the window, it's looking, like,
do it. Kill me.
So I pull out the way, and it's flailing like a motherfucker. So I get my car out of the way after it put some dents into the side of my car with his hooves. And the cop shows up, and I swear to God, this is what the cop does. He comes up and goes, "The fuck is this?" Rochester police officer. I go, "You ask great questions.
Apparently you're not a golfer."
Right. So he's like, "All right, well..."
You ask great
questions. I gotta put it out of its misery because it's just writhing
there.
Oh,
does he...
So he's like, "You don't have to watch this." I'm like, "No, I'm going to watch this."
Does he pull out his gun?
He pulls out his Glock.
Nice.
And it's just, and the whole time as he goes, "Meh, meh," because that's what a deer sound is, right? And he just goes up to it and he kind of looks at it and goes, pop, pop, right in the head, nothing.
Double tap to the head, like, very professional.
So in one day, I was dealing with my broken up girlfriend issue.
And a broken
coffee
up deer.
Spilled. My now dented car. And the fact that a deer committed suicide. My life is great.
Oh, that's awesome.
MonkeyRadio.info. Proudly on the bottom rung of the broadcasting food chain, Monkey Radio.
And just remember, this is a comedy show.
Right. I'm going to make this as funny as possible.
Two minds.
I mean, once Honey Boo Boo goes off the air, what's going to replace it?
This is going to come on, like, after one of those, like, addiction shows.
After addiction.
Yeah. Intervention.
It's Tim the robot. And he's angry.
It's a robot killing people. And, like, that's the whole trailer.
That's the whole trailer.
One world.
Does your cat have a job? Does your cat contribute
to
society
in
some
way?
What? What is your cat's job?
He plays saxophone. He's in a jazz band.
Cat's in a jazz band. What?
Zero patience.
Now, Donald Trump, in a very big earthquake, I'd love to see a giant pterodactyl just come by and just grab him by his hair.
When was the last time you saw a pterodactyl?
It could happen. Okay, we've got this task on Celebrity Apprentice and... Oh, my hair!
This is Monkey Radio.
Hey, bro, I'm here to eat you. What's up?
Monkey Radio.
Wait a minute, it's free?
MonkeyRadio.info.
Hey, speaking of cars.
Yes.
As we were just talking about.
Vroom, vroom.
So, last Friday, I get invited to go to basically a nerd night at the Science Museum downtown.
Ooh, fun.
They have like robots and all sorts of shit. They did Tesla coil music. If you know what a Tesla coil is, mm-hmm. it's this giant, it's lightning bolts, basically. It makes lightning bolts. It makes electricity.
Did they have a theremin there?
They did not have a theremin there. It would have been sweet if they
did,
though. I don't
know why they wouldn't have had a theremin there.
Fucking nerds. Anyway. So we walk. It's $15 and we go to this thing. But on our way there, okay, we had gone to dinner at this place called the Red Fern, which I have to say, if you're a fag, which I'm told is the definition of vegetarian, like me, Red Fern is a new place on Oxford that's delicious.
Oxford!
So we go there. And we're on our way over to the Science Museum. Well, we had to go to a friend's house, and we're on our way to a friend's house. And I pull on the East Ave, and, you know, it's that nice part of East Ave where there's lots of lawyers and nice houses and random apartments.
I guess we have two different definitions of what's nice, but go ahead, lawyers.
It's a nice part. Well, they're douchebags.
Go ahead.
So I pull on the East Ave. I'm driving down East Ave, and this guy in a Porsche hauls ass in front of me all of a sudden. Now, I had the right of way. It wasn't like I ran a light or... I really did. I had the right of way, and he decides he's got to get in front of me now. Okay, whatever. You have a Porsche. Good for you, douchebag. So I'm probably three car lengths ahead of him as this happens, or behind him as this happens. And he slows down, like, to probably 20 in a 30. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, now I'm kind of in his trunk, but I'm not trying to be. So I hit the brakes. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And he kind of goes and whatever. So I'm probably five car lengths away from him now. And he puts his flashers on and slows down again. I'm like, oh, I wonder if he did something to his car when he barreled in front of me like a douchebag.
Hmm.
He slows down. He doesn't pull over. We're going like
what the hell's wrong with
20 again. I'm like, what the f-? Now I'm getting, because anytime someone's slowing down for no reason in front of you, you're getting pissed.
Yeah, like, is this like, guy having a heart attack?
What
or
the fuck?
What the hell's
like,
going on?
Yeah, move then if you got a problem. And then he kind of speeds up again, and I keep my distance, but I speed up because the speed limit's 30. So I'm not riding his ass. I swear to God, I'm not riding this guy's ass.
Okay.
Really not. And he puts his flashers on again. He slows down to like 5. He's going 5 miles an hour.
Now he's just fucking with you.
He must be. And I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck are you doing? So we come up to Culver and East.
Yeah.
There's a turning lane there. So I get in the turning lane, and I look over at him to see. if he's having a heart attack or if he's getting a blowjob or something. Like, oh, what?
Or
what?
Both.
And it's this old guy. He's got a beard and one of those stupid professor jackets.
Oh.
And he's got his waspy looking.
Tweed or something?
Yeah, like a tweed. He's got his waspy looking wife in the passenger seat. And he looks at me and he mouths at me, fucking asshole, and flips me off. And I'm like, why? What? Whoa, wait a second. So I do what every logical, normal, calm human being does in that situation. I roll down my window. And, to which my wife is going, no, Patrick, no. So I yell out the window, dude, what? And he's mouthing at me, fuck you, fucking asshole, what the fuck? I'm like, what did I do? Dude, what the fuck did I? Why now, are you yelling at me?
This isn't the car with the hoof prints on the side, is it?
No, it is not.
Okay.
It is not. No, this is a...
Maybe he's a, you know, he works for PETA or he's an animal rights
activist
or something.
This is a brand new... If you like a Porsche, a beautiful Porsche.
Okay.
I mean, it's...
If you're into that kind of thing.
It's kind of, I have a small penis car, but that's beside the point. I'm you know, whatever.
That's
you
why can, I drive a Chevy Vega.
Yep. That's... We always say it's a small penis car when it's a sports car, but really it's just because we can't fucking afford it. Let's be honest. So, he's just still mouthing at me. And then he gets to the point where he just starts to look forward all mad and is swearing to himself, but looking forward. So I'm yelling out the window, dude! What the f*** did I do? And he will not answer me. We drive away. I don't... Right?
Still to this point.
I don't know what... I looked at my wife. I'm like, Jesse, what did I do? And she looked at me and said, Patrick, I don't know. I really don't know. You weren't tailgating him. You were following traffic laws. You did nothing wrong. I don't know. And all I can think of to this point is I honestly believe that he was such a mega fucking douchebag that his rich, privileged ass didn't like that I didn't give him 20 car lengths for his stupid Porsche and didn't, I don't know, stop all things that I was doing in my wife's Scion to let his immaculate Porsche pull out and masturbate while doing it.
Wow.
What the fuck?
You know, I just Googled this while you were talking, and it turns out that in that stretch of East Ave, there's actually a law that says you must always yield to douchebags and Porsches.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yes.
Okay.
And they actually have to yield to douchebags and blue BMWs.
Oh, really? I would think it'd be the opposite.
No, it's not. Now, if they were going westbound,
right,
it would be the other way around.
Because Porsche says, I'm rich but old. BMW means I'm busy and a lawyer. Really, that's what that kind of means.
But they still fall under that general douchery.
Oh, no, certainly. There's different levels of douchery, I say. I mean, if you drive a Corvette, you clearly have a massive midlife crisis. Because if you've ever noticed that Corvette drivers are always, they always have white hair. They're like 50.
Mm-hmm.
They have their stupid sunglasses on and they're playing, you know, like, here I go again on my own. Loudly.
Jamming the white snake, baby.
Or even worse, they have like Jimmy Buffett and I want to kill the world. You know, you never see someone in an actual car that's like, no one ever puts the money out for like a Bentley.
In
this town.
I've seen one. Yeah, it's probably the same one.
It probably is. And, you know, I don't care whatever. That's a fucking classy car.
I would drive, if I could drop $300,000 on a car, I would buy a Bentley.
Yeah.
I would totally do
it. You're driving a moving like comforter.
I'd love to drive a Vette or a Porsche or a BMW just because I like nice things.
Mm-hmm.
But I could not possibly, I would feel bad. I would be driving, I'd be the guy driving a Vette going, this is not me. It's a cool car.
Yeah.
I'm really actually a cool guy. No, and I'm kind of like pretty well hung too.
Keep telling yourself that.
You have to.
Yeah, you do.
Thoughts become things.
She said it was a good size.
Moms don't lie, Pat. Moms don't lie.
Here's the thing I don't understand. If you have $200,000 to spend on a car, first of all, wow. Second of all,
exactly.
Wouldn't you buy, especially in Rochester, wouldn't you buy like a Subaru STI and trick the shit out of it? Like if you want a fast, nice car that's impressive, wouldn't you buy like a Subaru Legacy GTR or whatever the fuck it is?
You're thinking like a poor dude.
Yeah, but I mean, you get much more car.
But somebody who can afford a Bentley has no idea what the fuck a Subaru is.
Well, that's a valid point.
Thinks it's some kind of a shiatsu massage you get with your free order of
a Subaru. Is that one of the poor black boys I'm feeding in Africa?
I believe I donate $1 a year to Subaru. Now
because
he can
I
read.
Care. I care.
I bought him a flip-flop last year. Next year, I'll get him the right one.
Yes.
Not that he needs it, because his gangrenous leg will fall off by then.
He has plenty of protein in the flies that surround him.
Oh, we love you, Pittsfordians.
Week, in case you missed it, LeBron James wants to play in the NFL. But as you can see in his hairline, he's getting pretty old and wouldn't do as good as he thinks. So you can probably start dreaming about something else. In case you missed it, the Buffalo Sabres suck at hockey, but all their rookies are pretty good at twerking. So they made a video and posted it on the internet.
Look what I can do.
In case you missed it, this really good high school football team in Texas beat this not so good team. 91, yep, count them, 91 to nothing. Silly parents, that's not bullying. That's just your son getting his face legally smashed into the mud. Get over it. Last week, Grambling State football boycotted school because their facilities are filled with staff. So they all complained and sat out of the game. Meanwhile, Muzzle Milk made a mistake. State 2. They sponsored Aaron Hernandez. Grambling State just wanted to get big, so they got back on the field with their 300 cases of Muscle Milk to cure their staff. As for Aaron Hernandez, he's still in jail. In case you missed it, Rob Gronkowski is back, and he likes to party. So he's calling up all the ladies and putting on a skills clinic. You can learn football 101 and drink a Gronkini. Sounds kind of salty. I'm going to put bombs in everybody's cleats. That's what this crazy Mets fan tweeted. Front office got scared, so they called the police, and this psycho was sent to the clink. In case you missed it, in Texas, people like to win. So now, instead of getting a medal and a pat on the ass for losing, you get nothing. Trophies are for winners. My name is Smalls, in case you missed it.
All right, two things that I know about myself and how I know I'm getting older. Okay. One.
Just hopefully one's not gray hairs somewhere.
No, I'm getting gray hair in my actual hair.
Oh, okay.
Like I got a couple spots that are starting to. But that's not it.
Okay.
One, I randomly like songs that young people like. Like, I love that stupid Justin Timberlake mirror song.
Mm.
And that's, I feel like that's something a dad does, like yourself. Like, you're in the car and your kids insist on listening to this shit.
And then
like,
you start to like it.
Grumble, grumble. And then you're the guy in your minivan.
Come in, maybe.
You're by yourself. You're by yourself. It comes on, you know, PXY because.
And you crank it?
Because obviously, no, that's where the kids were listening to. But then it's like, it's like on my mirror. Oh. You know, you're just sitting there fucking singing. You wouldn't want anyone to see this shit. That's part one. Part two, can we go to 30-hour days?
Oh.
There is no, and I don't have kids, and there is no fucking time.
Right.
There's no time.
There's no time.
We've been trying to get together to do this podcast all week, mm-hmm. and I don't, and the reason I don't have time is, one, because job. Mm-hmm. You know, I work a lot of hours.
Good for you.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Honestly, I know I pick on you for your part-time loser status, but I kind of wish I was a part-time loser.
No, yeah, but I have like 5 part-time jobs, which really makes it a pain.
No, that's true. You're just always doing a hobby. No, honey, this will lead to something this time. It's only the 17th thing I've tried.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
I'm sorry.
Why don't you just call me Irish while you're at it? Jeez.
Well, I know my own. Yeah, I've been trying to, you know, I work a lot, but then I'm trying to work out because I am a supreme fat ass, and I really don't want to be a supreme fat ass. Just a normal fat ass would do.
Like run of the mill.
Yeah, run of the mill, normal. You know,
kind of fat ass that sort of blends into the background as opposed to the
like you can still go to Walmart and find a pair of jeans that fit. You know, like that's the kind of fat ass I want to be.
Wow.
And I'm probably not that big, but I exaggerate it. But I really just, I would like to lose weight. I'd like to look good on the cruise I'm going on in February.
Ooh.
And I'd like to live past 40, you know. So for me to do
that,
mm-hmm. I really have to stay active or else I will sit down on the couch and just eat because I'm bored.
Yep.
And stressed.
Yep.
So I've been trying to work out about 5 days a week. And I have a schedule that I set out for myself. On Monday and Tuesday, I go to the gym and run and lift.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesdays, I play hockey. Thursday, mm-hmm. I take the day off. Then Friday, I play hockey. Saturday, I run. Sunday, I'm off. Okay,
cool.
So it's a good schedule.
Yeah.
It doesn't kill me, and it's fun because I get to do some things I like to do aside from, you know, I don't like to run, but you have.
Yeah, no, who? I mean,
nobody likes to run.
Some people like to run. I don't understand it.
They're liars.
I hate to run.
They have a mental disorder.
After like 3 minutes, I'm like, are we done?
Yeah.
This is so freaking boring.
It's so boring and not fun at all.
No.
But, you know, then shit happens and that completely fucks that up.
Yep.
Like yesterday, my wife's car needed tires. I skipped Wednesday because I had a meeting, so I couldn't like get out of the meeting.
Right.
And it was late in the day, so that fucks it up. And then he can't play hockey because it goes past the time you're allowed to play hockey at. So that's messed up.
Yeah.
So what were you looking at?
My daughter's loitering back there.
Oh, yeah. The kids are all over the house right
yes,
now.
Yes.
Yeah. There's dogs barking, kids
Can
stomping.
Can you hold your thought?
Yes.
The other kid we have is she's a girl. She's 4, and she's also a fucking asshole. It's true, man. I'm serious. I say that with no remorse. Fucking asshole. She's a douchebag. She is. Fucking jerk.
Yeah, so Wednesday I had a meeting and I couldn't, you know, I couldn't play hockey because it ran into hockey time.
Yeah.
So then yesterday I wanted to go play hockey and get back on pace here.
Is that like a pickup, games or something?
Yeah.
You just
Genesee, if you play hockey in this area and you're looking for a place to play during the day, it's Genesee Valley 130 to 3, and it's $5. And I try to go twice a week.
Can you teach me how to skate?
Yeah.
And I'll teach you how to be cool.
Good luck with that. I think they're running a Mac there. That's pretty sweet. They're not running a Windows machine.
Thanks, Phil.
So I haven't had any time. And then yesterday, yeah, my wife's
Yeah,
tires.
So the car.
Yeah, I take my wife's car in to get, you know, tires. Because, you know, hers were going to end up like your wife's tire. Mm-hmm. Only, you know, I didn't pay $200 a tire.
Wow.
I paid $400 for 4 tires. Because I'm amazing.
That's awesome.
And I didn't like get some back alley deal. I actually did it by looking in, I don't know, websites.
Well, my tires are made from 100% baby seal.
And crying children.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Filled with their tears and breath.
And for some reason, blood diamonds. Not really sure what that is.
It's how you bling things. They're bedazzled.
Blood diamonds in your tires. It's all good. So yeah, I've gotten to this point where I just don't have enough time in the day to do anything. It's just and then I get home and I have to work because I have to work from home every night to set things up for my other job. And then the next thing you know, it's like, okay, I got to go to bed. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I watched The Walking Dead this week. I accomplished that. Congratulations.
I want to watch that show really badly.
Netflix, dude. Netflix.
I know. I have to start from the beginning, and I have to get through all my other shows.
It's okay. It only has like an American Idol audience in its prime, but no, you're right. You're too cool for it. Don't be that guy.
Shut up.
Don't be that guy.
Shut up.
Do you have the same problem?
I have. Yeah, of course.
I mean, I don't know.
I have 3 times that problem. All running around right now.
I mean, you're kind of unemployed, so I figured you're just going to sit around eating Cheetos all day, but...
I really, I'm not a big fan of Cheetos.
Okay.
I prefer Doritos.
Oh, okay. Well, then
if I'm going to sit around and eat it, or pumpkin seeds. Oh, my God.
Oh, I heard you were stuffing your face. Why are you stuffing your face with pumpkin seeds?
Well, it's Halloween time, and we went out and got pumpkins for the kids, and we carved them all. There's like 5 of them.
Yeah.
Pumpkins, not kids. We didn't carve the kids. We carved the pumpkins.
I approve of that.
And then we get the seeds out, and you roast the seeds. A lot of seeds come in about 5 pumpkins.
True.
Big pumpkins, too.
That's true.
And they're just addictive.
God.
You just eat them. You eat them like Vicodin.
We're carving ours, I think, Sunday.
Yeah.
Because we get 8 billion trick-or-treaters at our house.
Holy shit. What do you, live in China or something?
No, the ghetto is just south of us, and they all come from the ghetto. I'm not trying to like be racial or anything. It's just they really do.
No, they drive out here, too.
Yeah, they bus them in. Like, they bus them, like, 2 blocks, but they bus them in to our neighborhood in West Irondequoit.
Is it the long bus or the short bus? Because we get the short bus ones.
Oh, God, I'd love the short bus ones.
Yeah.
Actually, that'd be really
They're really sweet.
Yeah, they're super nice. At least most of them are. Sometimes you get one dick one.
Yeah, there's one still it's pissed like, off.
I'm glad you have that. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm so kidding. I'm so kidding. Did I tell you my Halloween story?
Pop your tires, little boy.
Did I tell you my Halloween story as we've evolved into that?
No.
Of a couple years ago about the ghetto kid? I can't say the word on the podcast because it's not right for white people to say the word. But so our cat ran away right at Halloween time. He like got out of the house or, I don't know, he had to go on a meth binge. I'm not really sure which happened.
Which cats do. They're liking to do that.
One of our 12 cats, it feels like. So he gets out and we're handing out flyers on Halloween. We're handing out candy, but we're handing out flyers to the kids in case they see him wandering around the neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a cat and I'm fucking cold. So we're handing them out and this group of a bunch of African-American kids comes to our door. It's a huge group, and, you know, I'm not trying to profile. There's a lot. how do I say this without being racist?
There's no way.
I know there isn't. And I'm not trying. It's really not racist. I just know that they're from south of the moat that is 104. I just know that they are. But they're all in the. But here's the thing. The ghetto kids are so much nicer than the kids in our neighborhoods because they don't have any entitlement. Yes. They're like, handy. Hell yeah. It's great. They don't say that, by the way.
No. So, and you're not handing out bullets either, no. Which is what they're used to in their neighborhoods.
They're used to one singular napkin.
Yes. Here you go. Here's one kernel of corn.
So we let them, you know, grab a bunch of candy and go. But we're handing these flyers out. And we hand them, there's like seven kids in this group. We hand them a flyer. And they're like, I haven't seen that cat, but we'll look. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? We'll try. If yeah. we see anything, we'll remember. Like, oh, thank you so much. And this one kid's like, let me see that cat. And she showed him the picture. She's like, oh, I seen that cat. I'm like, oh, did you? Where'd you see me? He's like, yeah, I saw that. N-word over on Burwell.
And this was like a little 5-year-old, right?
This he's seven.
Oh, okay.
He is 7 years old.
She's almost seven.
And he said, jeez. I saw that little N-word over on Burwell, which is a street that's, you know,
and you're like, how'd you know his region? Name? That's what we name our cat. That's our cat's name.